I will lift the hands to heaven and magnify the King of all kings and glorify His name forever. Give Him praise and glory and exalt Him because no one is like Him. We celebrate Your greatness. We adore You, mighty God. We give You praise. We give You glory. We give You honor. We give You all adoration. Blessed be Your name forever. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. Spirit of the living God, take over this section. In every aspect of tonight's crossover service. We vow never to take any glory. Let every section be power-packed. Let each one have exactly, know exactly what to do. Speak to each one's understanding. Even those in the villages, reveal God's word to them. Break it down to the level each one will understand. In the name of Jesus. Thank You, Father. In Jesus' name. Before you have your seats, I want you to consciously relate with the Holy Spirit, because sometimes you think the things you don't want, you know them. I just asked the Holy Spirit, I said, Holy Spirit, there must be something that I don't know about. He just said, these things, you don't want them. And in the natural, there's no way I can ever think of such. He said, write them down. But sometimes you just think of yourself, and then He will remind you of something you never thought of. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Now, for instance, do you want trouble in Nigeria? But nobody thought of such. Is that not true? Are you, this night is a night where anything you don't want, you take it off. Who wants trouble in Nigeria? Nobody wants trouble. But you know, there are people who want trouble. So say, we don't want trouble. So anyone who wants trouble, God will take them off. So make sure you relate with the Holy Spirit. And be sensitive, because He will drop certain requests. Certain things in your heart that you never thought of. And say, this thing, take it off your life. And tonight will be the best night. Amen. Give me a big hand wherever you are. You may be seated. Slap your neighbor high five and say, I'm sure you are ready to reign. Glory to God. This service does not take place of tomorrow's service. Well, some people are very funny. They say, I came for a crossover service. Tomorrow is Sunday. Tomorrow is what? And Sunday, as Christians, we go to church. So today is Saturday, except you are not Sabbath. Amen. Today is Saturday. Today is what? So tomorrow we must come to service to serve God. Is that true? So they said, I did crossover service. They never do. Tomorrow is Sunday, so we must come to church. Is that true, sir? This night is to take care of the things you don't want, and tomorrow to come to say, Father, thank You for giving me life for a new year. It's a crossover service, and we'll be looking at bonfire, the power of bonfire. B-O-N-B-I-B-O-N-F-I-R-E. We are redeemed to reign in life. In Revelation chapter 5 and verse 10, it says, He has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. So every child of God is supposed to be reigning where? On the earth. It didn't say you will roam, it said reign. So whatever is contrary to that means it's not from God. God has given us limitless power and authority to reign. You know what He said in Matthew 16 verse 19? He said, I give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. So it is the earth that determines how heavens respond. It is what He binds. He said, whatever you and I bind on the earth, heavens will what? Other times, said, whatever we disallow on earth will be disallowed in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt lose on earth shall be what? Lose in heaven. So it is not heavens that determines the affairs of the earth. It's the earth that determines how heavens will respond to the affairs of the earth. Are you getting what I'm saying? So I'm in charge. So to be in charge, you must be willing to take charge. He said, behold, Luke chapter 10 verse 19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions And over all, not over some, it's over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt, including human means. He said, I give unto you power. You know, if you are given power and you don't know how to utilize it, it will be frustration. Is that not true? Just imagine a president being insulted. The kind of power he has is too big for anybody to insult him anyhow. But if he doesn't know, he can be insulted anyhow. Hope you know. So God said, I give unto you what? Power to tread upon serpents and scorpions. And all the powers of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Whatever is hurting any of us will end today. But yet is to reign and to dominate in life, you must take the necessary action. Nobody reigns keeping quiet. Until you are violent, you cannot take action. Matthew 11 verse 12. It says, from the days of John, the Baptist, until now. Until when? The kingdom of heaven suffered violence. And the violent, take it what? So gentle people can't reign here. Only the violent will reign and dominate in the midst of enemies. He said, rule thou in the midst of thy enemies. Psalm 110 verse 2b. Says, my time to reign. Say it one more time. And I will rule. According to God's purpose for my life. In the precious name of Jesus. Someone who said that, it will happen as you have said it. You can't reign without winning the battles of life. There must be a contention before possession. Until you contend with the opposition, you cannot attain your position. Let me say this to you. And what you don't react against will remain. Are you hearing what I'm saying? In Matthew 18:18, hear what the Bible says here again. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be what? And whatsoever you shall lose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Shout hallelujah. So you must violently react against what you don't want. Do you want sickness? Do you want shame? Do you want to be begging? Do you want continuous defeat? Then react against them. Refuse to carry any problem to next year. Say no carryover. It says, shake off every problem that will hinder you from reigning. You know what the Bible says? In Isaiah 52 verse 2. You hear what the Bible says here. Look at this scripture. Shake thyself from the dust. Did you hear that? Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter. He said, shake! Don't look at your life like that. Somebody is tormenting your life for 2 years now, you are still laughing. Shall shake myself out. I refuse to remain in any captivity. That evil will drop off today. So I'll burn it off. It will never remain. In the precious name of Jesus. God always describes himself in different with several symbols. And one of the symbols he uses himself is fire. Is what? He said the Lord is a consuming fire. In Revelation chapter 20 and verse 14. He said, and dead and hell were cast into the lake of fire. Dead and what? Hell. Whatever represents hell in your life and anyone's life, as you cast it today, it will be burnt off for life. Yeah. Revelation 19 verse 20. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet, that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire, burning with brimstone. Every enchantment, charm, spell, tormenting your life in the name of Jesus, as you cast them today, they'll be burned forever. Where are they burned for your service years back? And the man boasted after killing the father of a member. He said, I kill your father, and any of you would tear me, I kill you. Tormented, he terrorized the children. They are from Saboma in Bayelsa State. He told them, he said, listen, if any of you come to the village, I kill you. So the children were so afraid. So a crossover service like this, they wrote the man's name and threw into the fire. The following day, he says, he's burning, and began to confess. That is the one who killed this one, killed him, after confession, he died. They went to village. Whoever said you will not go to your hometown and threaten you with evil and that you will not enjoy peace, as you burn them tonight, they will not see the second of next year. In the name of Jesus. Fire is a weapon used to destroy what you don't want. Now here is, I'm going to read a scripture. Never play with the enemy you don't want. Are you hearing what I'm saying? In 1 Samuel chapter 15, 8 to 23. Glory to God. I'll read verse 8 so you can be part of it. We'll all walk together. So in case you want to sleep, you will not sleep. And that's why we refuse to do online. If you do online, so we'll carry matter come. I'm going for all night. They carry match in your armpit. So I say, let's do crossover and close after past 12. If it's past 12, some of you will sleep. No, you say amen. We are not supposed to say. And he took Hagag, the king of the Amalekites, alive and utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword. You read verse 9. Read the next verse. You read. Then came the word of the Lord unto Samuel, saying, you read the next verse. And when Samuel rose early to meet Saul in the morning, it was so Samuel, saying, Saul came to Carmel, and behold, he set him up a place, and he's gone about, passed on and gone down to Gilgal. Samuel said, what meaneth then this bleeding of the sheep in my ears and the lowing of the oxen which I hear? Then Samuel said unto Saul, stay, and I will tell thee what the Lord has said to me this night. And he said unto him, stay on. The Lord sent thee on a journey and said, go and utterly, take note of this word, go and utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they be consumed. Take note, read verse 19. And Saul said unto Samuel, yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord, and I have gone the way which the Lord sent me. And I brought Agag, the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. And Samuel said that the Lord had great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. 23, finally. Shout hallelujah. Now, let me, for those who may not know the whole story, God told Saul that he should destroy everything in Amalek. But Saul spared King Haggai and some other things. Now, because he spared them, they grew. They did what? They grew. Now, in 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 1, see what happened. Shout it all together so you get the two together. One to go. Did you hear that? Who are the Amalekites? The one God said you should do. The enemy you spare will grow to be a monster. God told Samuel, Saul, said, look, go and make sure you don't spare any one of the Amalekites. He spared some. So they now grew. You know what? The witch you spare today will give birth to many witches. The enemy you don't want, don't spare him. Don't say, let me keep one. Destroy everything you don't want. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Because the enemy you spare today will become a monster tomorrow. Some things fire can do. So I will spare no enemy. Confess it with understanding. Say it one more time. All my enemies will be destroyed. Some things fire can what? Number one, it cleanses and purifies. For you and I, it will cleanse us. It will purify us, but it will destroy the enemies. Is that clear? That cancer will be destroyed today. As it throws that negative medical report into the fire, that evil, we will not see it next year. Whatever is contrary, make sure you photocopy it. Are you guys now? They gave HIV report. Today, destroy it. By tomorrow, it will be negative. We've had testimonies of sickle cell turning AA just by being destroyed. Every report that is contrary to God's purpose for your life, throw it there. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? When the time comes. But when, say, but who may abide, Malachi 3, 2 to 3, may abide in the day of his coming, and who shall stand when he appeared? For it's like a refiner's fire and like a fuller's soap. I shall sit on a refiner as a refiner and purifier of silver. I shall purify the sons of Levi and pour them as gold and silver, that they may offer to the Lord an offering in righteousness. Fire purifies and removes impurities in our body. Sickness, diseases, they are impurities. Is that what? Are you agree? You agree with me? Some sicknesses, you try that day, you pray. Today they will go off. You know what the Bible says in Matthew chapter 3, verse 12? It said, whose fan is in his hand? That's the Holy Ghost. And he shall totally purge the floor and gather the wind to his gather. And he'll burn off the chaff with what? Lift your right hand and say, Holy Spirit, by your fire, today, whatever is not glorifying God, and my body including sickness, as I burn it today, let it be burnt off in the name of Jesus. Shout aloud, amen. I hear God has someone here, someone would cough that has refused to go. Write it down that this cough must go. By tomorrow you testify. I heard God say that somebody who has been coughing and this cough for months with medication has refused to go. That cough will be burnt off now. That stubborn disease that has refused any medication, today is the last day. That amen is too weak. Fire number two consumes. Fire does what? It consumes. In 1 Kings chapter 18, 38, 39. And the fire of the Lord fell and consume the burnt sacrifice and the wood, take note, and what? The wood, the stones, the dust, and look up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces. And they said, The Lord is the God. Nothing can stand in the way of a blazing fire. A consuming power is unfathomable. The Bible said, the Lord, thy God, is a consuming fire. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 24. This day, everything contrary in our lives, the consuming fire of the Holy Ghost, we consume them right now. Number three, fire destroys. Fire does what? It destroys. Fire is an agent of destruction. In Genesis chapter 19, verse 24, then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. He used fire to destroy the entire city. In 1 Samuel chapter 15, 2-3. What you don't want, destroy it now. I've said to you, the enemy is fair. May come tomorrow. Say, God forbid. Say, God forbid. Say it one more time. Number four, it judges. It does what? Fire is for judgment. Fire is for what? Fire is for judgment. Say here. In Isaiah chapter 54, 14 to 16 and verse 17. Isaiah 54, 14 to 16 and verse 17. In righteousness thou shalt be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee. Behold, they shall surely gather together. So people gathering together against you is nothing new. Don't bother about them. But hear what God says. If people don't get against you, you are not making progress. He says surely means people will gather. Anybody making progress, people will. But hear what the Bible says. They shall surely gather together, but not by whosoever shall gather together against thee. Shall do what? It's in your Bible. Read like we see us. He said, whosoever shall gather, shall do what? Do you believe the word of God? Lift your right hand and say, any gathering against me, right now, they will fall and rise no more. In the name of Jesus. Why, how? Look at verse 16. He said, for I have created the smith that blew the coals in the fire. I have created it. So tonight, every gathering, this God himself will put a fire on them in the name of Jesus. Listen, till my time, and I don't guard against me will succeed. They will die with heat. The eternal heat that even if you pour ice water, it won't work. Today, people after us will see hell. And I bring it forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the waster to do what? To destroy. God will waste those who are after our lives. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue don't just read the Bible. Listen, you read the surface. No. Most of you don't know the scripture. It's a lie. Most of you don't know the scripture. You don't know it. You just say, 34 verse 17. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Calm down. Get revelation when you read. It said, no weapon. Weapon means spiritual and physical weapons. Formed against him, and every tongue that is over sit down to begin to talk nonsense is in trouble. Hello. In judgment, not God, thou shalt condemn. So it is you that will condemn before God will confirm. Oh my God. Hey God, God said, talk! If I never said Osika could die, who would have been alive?
You are the one to say all this will worry me. 7 days
before 7th of January 2023, be gone. God says, thank you. Bam.
If you don't say it, God will be looking at you.
If David has ever kept quiet against Goliath, God would have killed Goliath. You know why some wicked people are you still existing? You said nothing. You're only talking. You story. That man, our family is too wicked. What have you said against him? Call his name this night. You, Mr. A, today, I give you now till tomorrow morning. Fire. I don't mean you go and put name on someone who just called you. No, some of you are very funny. Somebody who is against you. Who is what? Not somebody who just went and two of you quarrel in the company. Say this man. That if the man is a wicked man, then go that way. But if you just ordinarily quarrel because of bucket, please leave. Listen. Go and buy a new bucket, eh? Praise the Lord. He said, in judgment, that's a what? This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord and righteousness of me. So, you are not practicing righteousness if you leave your enemies. Say the Lord, how many of you will judge tonight? Oh my God. This fire is for what? Judgment. I've created the wasters to do what? Destroy. Everyone planning evil against you and I, in this night of judgment, this is their last day. Shout a loud amen. Shout a believing amen. Under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, those who say Nigeria will not have peace, this is their last day. They will go in the name of Jesus. Isaiah 66 verse 6 says, for by fire and by his sword will the Lord plead with all flesh. And slay of the Lord shall be many. God uses it to judge the wicked. Use it to do what? Judge the wicked. Isaiah 49, 26, 24, 26. Send down fire. The Holy Ghost fire. Send a fire, the Holy Ghost. Send a fire. Honestly. He said, just do like who? Elijah. Do like who? God said, do like Elijah. Don't be merciful to the wicked. Otherwise, they mess up your destiny. Bring it back to 1 Kings. 2 Kings 1, verse 10. And Elijah answered and said to the captain of 50. They came to insult him. They came to what? It has happened in your life story. They came to bring down this building. And I came out as if I be a man of God. And God is the owner of this church. Bring it down. If you don't die the next day. The man looked at me. Looked at me again. He went by. With military men. Armed to teeth. They came with truck. As if any of you touch one block here and don't die in 24 hours. I'm not a man of God, and God did not call me. It's not the office church. The man, he moved, look at the pillar. He talked, look at me. He said, he looked at me again. He said, well, that's not the church when I talk. Amen. One of my associates was talking to them. They were shouting. They came to bring the church down because of political reasons then. They said they should bring the church down in GRA. Life story. So they came with armed men. Say, bring it down. Later we can do anything. So I heard Pastor Chinike that I'm talking, shouting. I said, in my office, somebody was shouting. I came out. So when I came out, his voice changed. Enough is enough. By tomorrow's service, you calm down. You know, after war, peace. This night is war. Then tomorrow, peace. There can't be peace. Even God had to fight. So to you know, fighting is part of God's plan. He said there was one what? Michael and the angels fought against the dragons. I don't like fight. Then you will survive here. Almighty God fought. You know, fight. Stay there. He says a man of war. So stay there. He said, I don't like war. If I war, this night is war. One man of God on television, those days, say, this war. You're a civilian. Wear the uniform of war, not khaki. And Elijah answered, said to the captain of 50, if I be a man of God, then let fire come down from heaven and consume thee and thy 50. And there came down fire from heaven and consumed him and his 50. Verse 11. Lift your right hand to heaven. And say, if I be a child of God. If I be a man, if you're a woman, say, woman of God. If God had Elijah, I'm in a better covenant. Today, let the fire of God, destiny, and whatever I pronounce, whatever I've written down, as I say, so will it be in the name of Jesus. I decree to you whose mouth is open right now, whatever you utter, God will confirm it with signs. In the name of Jesus. You may be seated. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of judgment. Spirit of what? Many people thought Holy Spirit is just only for healing. No, he judges. In John 16, 7, 8, 11. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. Jesus speaking. For if I go not away, the comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him what? Unto you. And when he's come, we all know that the Holy Ghost has come. He will reprove the world of sin. Everybody knows that one. The Holy Ghost is reproved of. Is anybody who doesn't know that one? And of righteousness and of what? This part of the Holy Ghost, many don't know that he judges. They think that to be a Christian is slap you here, turn here. No. Don't go that kind of Christian way. He say he judges. He judges glory before glory reign. And with holy anger. And I say, Holy Spirit. Physical fire, not spirit. Physical fire engulfed a tree in a place called Ahoda. That tree, they put names of people and nailed them as a wicked practice. Physical fire came on the tree. Swam! And that was how that village was liberated. Today, all the demons and evil men that have tormented your life, fire will consume them. Fire will consume them. Everyone planning our downfall, fire will consume them. Fire will consume them. In the name of Jesus. Send me everyone after my life. Everyone after my downfall. The fire of the Holy Ghost will consume them. Open your mouth in 30 seconds. Open your mouth in 30 seconds. Every evil after my life, after my destiny. Fire! Fall! Consume them. Jesus, mighty name. You may be seated. Bonfire is an instrument of divine judgment. Divine what? Today is the day of judgment. Now hear me, people of God. In 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse 38. 1 Kings 18, 38. The Baal prophets came to challenge Elijah. Elijah said, let's see. Who serves the true God? After, if you read from 30 to the 8th, you know the story. They poured water. They poured water around the trench. And they poured. They did all their magical as the fire, nothing came down. He said, call on your gods. They call on their gods the whole day. Elijah did not take up to 30 seconds. Fire fell. Then the fire of the Lord fell, verse 8, and consumed the burnt sacrifice. Take note. And the wood. Take note of the word. Wood. And what? wood. Wood represents chaff. Underline the word wood. And stones. And dust. And lick up the water that was in the trench. I'm going to break it down one after the other. The fire, first of all, consumes what? The wood. Wood represents chaff. C-H-A-F-F. It means the things that are mocking you. Did you see that word? You stay like this for, you are going to 40 new husband. That's a chaff. Anything mocking is what? They look at you, you borrow to eat. That's a chaff. It's mocking you. You can't be begging to eat. Are you getting what I'm saying now? You stay like this, your landlord every day they abuse you. No, that's a chaff. Sickness is what? A chaff. Disease is what? And hear what the Bible says in Luke chapter 3, verse 17. Whose fan is in his hand, and he will totally purge his floor, and will gather the wheat to his garner, but the chaff he will burn with fire unquenchable. Say tonight. If you're in the country, you have to say today. Just say today. Because some places they are morning, some places afternoon, some places evening. Say today. Just say today. Every chaff in my life must be burnt off. Say it and mean it. With the fire of the Holy Ghost. Say it and mean it. In the name of Jesus. And what the Holy Ghost is saying to me? You have a son and the boy is into drugs. That's a chaff. Because he's bringing a mockery to you. Whatever does not glorify God. This is that chaff, that drug addiction must be burned off. God did not create him to be an addict to drugs. That thing that make him to be taking drugs will be burnt off right now. Are you hearing? Do you want your son to be into drugs? Today is the last day in the name of Jesus. The next thing he consume is from that scripture is what? Stones. Look at it. What does he consume next? Stones represents obstacles. Represents what? That is things that does not allow you to rise and reign. You know, when Jesus died, what was placed on the tomb? Stone. When Lazarus died, was placed there? Stone. Stones are those obstacles that you do and do and do. If you read the two scriptures, before Jesus rose, he said, roll away the stone. Before Lazarus rose, what did he say? Roll away the stone. If stone is there, you can't rise. Everywhere people came out, stone was what? Removed. He said, roll away the stone. There are some of you, you are really working hard, but you can't see any result. A stone is somewhere limiting you. And he said, it's not by might, it's not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. He said, who art thou, O great mountain, before David, if you owe me, put your name there. Put your name there. Who art thou, O mountains, before salvation ministries? Thou shalt become what? A plain. The fire of the Holy Spirit will roll away that stone from you now. Tell me, Holy Spirit. By your fire, every stone standing on my path of destiny today, take it off. Take it off. Take it off. In the name of Jesus. There's a way God gives me visible illustration. I want a very hefty man and a very tiny person to come out. Somebody would, you can press the person down, the person will never. John, do you have that kind of strength? Who has, I want a very hefty, you know, you are not big. I want a very hefty person. Very, okay, come here. I want a very tiny person. You call it, give me an illustration. Then watch. You can go, this man is bigger than all of you. Stand there. Now, let's stand. You, put your hands on him. Put your hand like on his shoulder. No. You can work out. You put your hand on him. John, my friend. How can this work? Look at, see what God is showing me. Try to press him. You push him down.
Push him with your, no, and it's just not push him. Now listen, you know, try to get up. You can't get up. No, no, my friend, use your strength. Hold it. I'm going somewhere. This is an obstacle. This is how life is. Can, listen, listen, don't laugh. Don't laugh. Hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it. Don't laugh. I want to demonstrate. Can you flow with me when I'm under anointing? This is how obstacle. This young man wants to raise his head. But forces bigger than him have pressed him. They said, no way. You can't rise. You know, there's no way this young man can lift. This man would put him down. But it's not by might. It's not by power. But by my spirit, saith the Lord. The obstacle, this man is not an obstacle. I'm only using it for illustration. You want to go show him a picture. That's how stones have been placed on your business, your career. Today, the Holy Spirit, just watch. When I say Holy Spirit, move him. He won't be able to hold him. He won't be able. No matter how he does, he can't be able to hold this boy. You, be very sensitive. Are you getting me now? You will. And I want to say, Holy Spirit, move this young man. Free him. You see, this one will not be able to. Holy Spirit, free this young man in the name of Jesus. Was he able to hold him? He couldn't hold him. This day, all the forces that have held you down, kept you in bondage, by the power of the Holy Ghost, they loose their grips from you in the name of Jesus. I command the fire of the Holy Spirit, all the demons, all the forces in hell that have resisted you lifting your head, they loose their grips from you in the name of Jesus. They take their hands off you now in the name of Jesus. Tell me, it's not by might, it's not by power, but by the Spirit of God. Every obstacle on my path, go away by the Holy Ghost. Go ahead and begin to declare. Every obstacle, get out by the power of the Holy Ghost. Jesus. Get out of my path by the power of the Holy Ghost. Get out in the name of Jesus. Right now, in Jesus' mighty name, that evil man or woman who has placed a limitation on your destiny will go down and you will rise. Whatever spell they cast on you in the spirit, whatever evil that will pronounce on your destiny, today is the last day that evil will remain. You are free in the name of Jesus. The Holy Spirit will go into action and your liberty will be established. The louder your amen, it is done. In the name of Jesus. Maybe see that. The next one is the dust. Is what? The dust. Dust represent curses. Represent what? Curses. He said, how shall I curse whom God has not cursed? Numbers 23 verse 8a. And Galatians 3, 13 and 14. He said, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Galatians 3, 13 and 14. You cannot be redeemed and remain under a curse. Everyone who is operating under any kind of curse, today that curse is cancelled.
Their families, you can see that it's not normal. Grandfather, poor. Great-grandfather, poor. Father, poor. Then you see poverty to come around you somehow. No, no, you are redeemed. Today is the last day. You see some sickness in the family. You see grandmother diabetes. Even when you go to hospital, they say it's a genetic problem. I say, what kind of genetic sickness? They say, yeah, are you guys now? Diabetes, grandmother, diabetes, mother, diabetes. You see it coming like a family sickness. The last is today. You will not be part of that disease. Say, I'm redeemed. Say, I'm redeemed. No curse will ever walk in my life. Say it one more time. Say it one more time. Now I decree you uncursable. Redeemed from all curses. In the name of Jesus. Then the next one there is the water. Is it what? It said, and lick up the water that was in the trench. Water represents afflictions. Is that what? That is troubles. Affliction, troubles. You know, some people, you just see like this trouble everywhere. Trouble, even when you don't like it, trouble comes. That's not normal. Everybody will talk. No, voila. Once you open your mouth, trouble. That is not normal. Do you know, there are people who talk, nothing will happen, but some people talk, trouble. Affliction means trouble. In Exodus chapter 3, 7 and 17. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And I have said, I will bring you up, verse 17, out of the affliction of Egypt, unto the land of the Canaanites, to the Hittites, unto the Amorites, unto the Perizzites, unto the Hivites, unto the Jebusites, unto a land flowing with milk and what? In Psalm 34, verse 19, it says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of what? Is this Psalm? Said today, by the fire of the Holy Ghost, all afflictions, I'll be delivered from all. So he's saying, many are the troubles. In case you have plenty of trouble, today is your day of deliverance. He said, many are the afflictions, plural, of the righteous. You look here, you don't know where to start from. School fees, no way. Ask rent, in trouble. You know what it is? Today, all will end now. You are not going to enter 2023 with any of those troubles. Say, I'm not entering the year 2023 with any trouble. Say it like a child of God. All troubles must end now. I have confessed it. It is done. God, you said in your word, I shall have whatever I say. Therefore, I declare in the name of Jesus that I am not entering the year 2023 with any trouble. Go ahead and begin to declare. I don't want to say that. No trouble am I entering. Open your mouth and say it in the name of Jesus. I am not entering 2023 with any trouble. Go ahead in the name of Jesus. in Jesus' mighty name. It says, shall give tribulation to them that have troubles. 2 Thessalonians 1:6. Tribulation means multiply troubles. You may be seated. So whoever is troubling us, God will trouble them. I say, whoever is troubling us, God will trouble them. Anyone that's troubling your life, that says you will not raise your head, must go down for you. The child of God, you have the power to command the fire of the Holy Ghost. You have the authority to declare things to be in place. Whoever wants to give us trouble, when they have multiplied trouble, they will leave us alone. Anyone who has said, I will trouble this church, Salvation says, trouble will never leave them. Anyone who says, they will trouble me, trouble you, trouble my family, the trouble will never leave them. Before they think of troubling us, they will have plenty of trouble. Say it with your mouth. Say it with your mouth. Say it with your mouth. Whoever wants to trouble me will have plenty of troubles. Whoever wants to trouble me will have plenty of troubles. Thank you, Father. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus Christ and bonfire. Because of what? Because apart from God, Jesus Christ also destroyed with fire. God destroyed with what? Jesus also with fire. Holy Ghost also destroyed with fire. In Matthew 13:29-30. But he said, nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together unto the harvest. In the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares, bind them up in bundles to burn them. But gather the wheat through the barn. He said, gather the tares, the things you don't want. Tares means those things you don't want. Jesus was speaking, gather them and burn them off. A man of God called Paul, very no-nonsense man. In Acts chapter 28, I would have asked you to meditate on this scripture. But even if you don't meditate, just eat this scripture now. We are going to practice after now. Because you do it some practical prayers. 3-6, but verse 5 is the key one. 3-6. When Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. When the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he had escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffered not to live. Read verse 5. One to go. Read it again. Shall shake every beast into the fire. Say it one more time. He did not allow the beast and be looking. He said, he shook the beast into the fire. So today, every beast tormenting you, when it shakes into the fire, they'll be burnt off. Having looked when it should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly, but after they had looked a great while, they saw no harm come on him. They changed their minds and said he was a god. After this night, even those who thought that you would have died, they will change their mind. There's a truth. Write it. No accident next year. No accident in my life. Write it. No what? No accident. No plane crash. No nothing. Never. You as you shake into the fire, it will be burnt off right now. No dead. But look at it. You must resist and destroy what you don't want. Did you hear me? He said, you shall decree it. Job 22:28. Job 22:28. And thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. In the next few minutes, I'm going to tell you to decree. You are going to pray. The next few minutes. You say, this thing, I don't want it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Depending on the number you wrote. So I don't want them. And I must not take them to next year. Are you getting what I'm saying? But let me say this to you. The one you want to say you don't want is the devil. You cannot be in his camp and say, I don't want you. Are you getting what I'm saying? Every time you want fire to destroy, make sure you don't carry any material of the devil. In Acts 19:19, it said, many of them which use curious arts brought their books together and burned them before all men. And they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. Know the meaning? You can't be an amok reading the Christian books and you're saying, I want to burn them to fire. Burn those books. Burn what? You can't carry Freemason books and be reading. And you're saying, I want the fire to burn. Burn those books. The two don't go to together. You can't hold one small charm on your waist, even now, this night. He said, they gave me that thing to be put on my waist. No, no, no. That thing they put on your waist, don't let no waste your life. Do away with it. Do away with it. Life story. We're in Lagos. And I was praying for a young woman. Some prayer. And I saw a monkey hand at the back. Held her like this at the back. In the spirit. She was born again. Spirit filled, tongue speaking. And I said, wow. God said, look again. That time I've not reached this level of anointing, but he was able to open my eyes to see. I said, excuse me, sister. What I pray for you, I saw the hand of a monkey at your work. He said, my mother gave me something. I said, what did she give to you? He said, if I put it on my tongue, anyone I talk to must agree. I said, that's the reason why your life is like this. God, nothing was moving forward. I said, that your mother gave you is what kept you like this. But physically, she was very reserved, very gentle. But spiritually, monkey hand. Some of you, one leg church, one leg shrine. Morning, you go for morning service. Evening, you go to one prayer house. Don't do like that. All those garments and those susrobia, throw them away. You carry susrobia, do like this on your head. Put sign of the cross with susrobia. Here, nobody saw what they do here. They put like that. You can smell like Malan away from somewhere. He said, one prophet gave you. Please, before the prophet make you not to have profit, burn them. Carry all those things, burn them. Don't keep them with you. Because Satan will use that as an end route to attack. You are telling him, I want to deal with you. And you are keeping this material in your house. No, it's very dangerous. Very what? That small thing you carve and kept. Every morning you look at it. It has no eyes, yet you are looking at it. They say every morning, look at that thing. Anyhow, where is that thing? Look you, that's what you go look to. Life story, we're in Lagos. A senior banker said, they said they want to carry him somewhere. So he went with them. Now, because his boss was worrying him. He was a general manager there. His own MD was worrying him. So they said, look, they're going to do something so that the MD will like him. Then they took him. Life story. He said, Pastor, I don't see something. The man is going to be with the Lord now. He said, they're not he good. Wash he good face. And wash his face. My wife was in the car. We were driving when he told us the story. He said, the moment he entered office, the MD became very angry. He said, Papa, he blessed the man that he got to go to. He said, he was talking about trouble before, the trouble now increased. He said, when the MD was very angry. He said, I'm sure he saw me like he got. My wife and I, we laughed and laughed. He said, devil, that devil, stupid devil, oh, you see cold water. This is a man who was at the top in the banking industry. Don't mind those people who say, I don't believe in church. They enter funny, funny places. He said, don't mind them. They'll come to church, they'll come to do lessons. He said, you go to water, they take wash your face. He said, so, when the MD saw him, I'm sure so carrying his glory, it was not seem like he could. Can imagine he could enter your office. Some of you, there's nowhere you have not walked out to. You enter your pew, you enter your pew, you collect this one, mix all of them. Then when you come to church, even your smell service is dangerous. With all the expensive perfume, that other odor is over covering it. Please, this night, surrender your life. Surrender. In case you are not very sure, maybe in between your mother gave you something in the name of sinner, good luck. Please, before the luck will come bad, surrender your life when I make utter call. I beg you, All those small, small things, they cause trouble. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? Now, what is the procedure for bonfire? This is the procedure, so I'm going to business. Procedure for bonfire. Number one, please follow the instruction. We are going to practice. I've taught theory. We are going to what? They have chemistry theory and chemistry practicals. Number one, list out what you don't want. List out what? Listen, please listen. This night you are not writing request. Request will be from when we give instruction. This night, ministration is things you don't want. You cannot say, oh God, give me employment. Oh Lord, unemployment must come to an end. Don't go and write, oh God, give this. If you go that way, you go against yourself. This night, don't write, oh God, I want to play. This night, oh God, I must not remain jobless. That is what you don't want. So you must know what you write. So you don't, so hear me, oh. Hear me. So you don't go and do the wrong thing. Because when God gives instruction and you go the other way around, it's not blessing you to turn the other way. Are you getting what I'm saying now? This night is only things you don't want. In Matthew chapter 13 and verse 30b, it says, gather ye first the tares. So the first thing we are doing is what? 31st. So then next week, when we start fasting, we now bring requests. So first, why we do 31st night bonfire is that all the things we don't want, we clear them. You know, even in the local farming, they first burn bush before they plant. You won't know that because you are from township. You clear up before you plant. It said, gather ye together first the tares. First what? And bind them in bundles to burn them. So what we are doing is you gather them on a piece of what? Paper. And these are the tares. Sickness, untimely death, failure. You know your own things you don't want. Not so? I don't have to mention them. You know them. You write them. Those are the things. These are the tares. You are writing them down. In fact, you are supposed to do it at home, not here. Because that's what we gave you announcements. You are supposed to do it what? At home. You don't listen. You don't put Joy West Davis wedding paper. Their faces. I see. You don't use somebody's wedding paper to do that kind of thing. Because I say you don't want them. But their picture is themselves. So use plain paper. Don't go and put Joy West David. And now you now say on that paper is where you're writing. I don't want. You have to say I also burning them too. Don't want them. Or don't go and catch Salvation Ministries. Paper to put, if you do that, God will burn you. Because don't use Salvation Ministries later. Help. Are you guys there? And say, some of you have a notebook. Please that, make sure the paper is what? Plain. If you go and burn Salvation Ministries, then you go burn on. List the things you don't want in your life anymore. How many of you have done that? How many of you will do it in this service? So take a piece of paper. And consciously write the things you don't want. And make sure you pray and ask Holy Spirit, tell me the things I don't want. Number two. Procedure for bonfire number two. Present your list, that is your case before God. Present your case before God.
In Isaiah chapter 41 verse 21, it says, produce your cause, saith the Lord. Bring forth strong reasons, saith the King of Jacob. You are going to tell God, oh God, based on your word, I don't want sickness in my life. Based on your word, I don't want this reproach again to remain. Based on your word, this torment must come to an end. I don't want to remain jobless again. I don't want this heart disease again. In 2 Kings chapter 10, sorry, 2 Kings chapter 19, 2 Kings 19, 14 to 16, but 14 the key verse. A man called Ezekiah, see what he did. And Ezekiah received the letter in the hand of the messengers and read it. And Ezekiah went up into the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. He put the request before what? And Ezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, O Lord God of Israel, which dwellest between the cherubims, thou art the God, even thou alone of all the kingdoms of the earth, thou hast made heaven and what? The earth, verse 16. Lord, bow down thy ear and hear. Open, Lord, thy eyes and see. And hear the words of Jerusalem. Then I said, Sennacherib, which has sent him to reproach the living God. You put the request. Oh God, this is what I want you to do. Hear me now. Sir, hear. Number three. Possess a holy anger. Possess what? And declare judgment upon the things you have listed. Possess a what? You don't pray this kind of prayer joking. It's evil you don't want, so you don't laugh. You come with a holy anger. Where we read in John 16, 7, 8, and 11, you see the spirit of what? Judgment. Spirit of what? One day Peter was very angry. And Peter said, Ananias and Sapphira, what you have said, is it the truth? He didn't say that laughing. He said, are you telling me the truth? A man of God points somebody with anger. The man has stroke and died. He said, you mean you can do this with the anger? He loved him so much. He just, with the anger, he punched him. He said, you mean you can do this to me? You don't laugh over this kind of prayer. Are you going to say now? In 1 Samuel 17, you all know the story of David and Goliath. How many know the story of David and Goliath? How many know the story of David and Goliath? If you don't know, then you didn't go to primary school. Yeah. In primary school, BK, you did David. If you don't do anything, they will teach you David and Goliath. How many of you know David and Goliath story? If you don't know, then you went to primary school, except you went to medical primary school. Even there, they will teach you BK. Without even Bible, David and Goliath story is a known story. It's not true. David kicked Goliath. Some of you don't know the portion, but you know the story. Now, listen. Do you know David did not kick Goliath first with a stone? He killed him with his mouth. You can't be watching that thing and be laughing. God, this is 2020. In 2021. 2022. Bishop, Pastor David, if you hear me, I said we should pray. We are praying now. We are praying now. We are praying. Is that how you pray? My friend, don't pray that kind of prayer. Father, the thing no one go now. Father, the thing no one go. It has stayed though. They say we should pray. Okay, I'm praying. No. You get very angry. Very what? Get very angry. Enough is enough. This situation must not exceed 31st of December 2022. I must not carry you to 2023. I decree today be the last day you remain in my life. In the name of Jesus Christ, as I born you today, you are born forever. This is the last day this will remain in my habitation. Are you getting what I'm saying? I can't go for jobs and they turn me back. Today's the last day I'll be disappointed. 1 Samuel 17, 45, 46. And David said to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear,
and with a shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast what? Defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand. Can somebody be talking gently like this? You know, this kind of talk is not a gentle talk. I hope you know that. David was not joking here. He said, this day will the Lord deliver you into my hand. And I will smite thee and take thy head from thee. And I will give the carcass of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth. And all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. You will use holy what? And boldly enforce judgment upon the devil and his agents and all his works. So here. In 2 Kings chapter 2. 23-24. Anything mocking you, you don't pray mockery. You curse anything mocking you. There are things you pray against, there are things you pray for. You pray against whatever is mocking you. Is poverty good? Is that thing mocking you? Is it good? You curse it in the name of the Lord. And he went up from tents unto Bethel. That's Elisha. And as he was going up by the way, there came forth little children out of the city and mocked him. God no have time for saying that children. And said to him, go up, thou bald head. Go up, thou bald head. They were looking at Elijah and said, ooh, bald head. Ooh, bald head. Elijah said, me a man of God. And he turned back and looked on them. You know, that kind of look is not normal look. You should know that it's a holy anger. And cursed them in the name of the Lord. And there came forth two she-bears out of the wood. And there forth and two children of them. If God does not spare children, is this sickness he will spare? This is a night. This is a night where you don't joke. I call to our brothers, we don't yoke tonight. We don't what? You don't yoke tonight. If you yoke, you are playing with your life. You get up and say, enough is. I knew how I prayed. I will never forget. 1995. I said, this is not God's purpose for the family. That is the family I came from before I had my own family. So this is not God's plan for my destiny. I command wherever this evil is coming from. When you pray as if you don't have problem. Look, if you came from the kind of background I came from, you won't need somebody to preach before you pray. You pray. Because if you don't pray, you just finish. You know the kind of background? Background where anybody that wants to rise, they just put you back. If you want to lift your head, they push you back. Some of you know you came from a place where you don't have challenges. Father, well done. Mother, well done. We will come from school. You go to market before they cook food for you. After you come from school, they say, go to Kikro market. You come back from Kikro market, your mother will not prepare food. If you say no one go, you go to there. Some of you, they give back to you with silver spoon, golden spoon, spoon. We put this spoon, see. Yeah, I was born with silver spoon. Thank you. We will not see wooden spoon. No. The wooden spoon is what they use to talk. You are playing with your life. You see yourself since last year. You cannot pay arsenal. You are still laughing. God, one day we got it. You know, the people when they pay arsenal, do they have two heads? You say, that sinner who is behind. You don't know that wealth is not controlled in physical. Wealth is controlled from the supernatural. This evil man collect the wealth from what? Supernatural. Hello. Look at Jesus here. Let me see that. I'm standing you up because you are going to pray in the next 5 minutes. Serious prayer. Serious what? In Mark chapter 11, 12 to 14. Look at Jesus. In case some of you are very gentle. He said, this thing Papa is talking about, Jesus did not pray so. Look at Jesus. Look at Jesus here. This is Jesus. And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. He was what? And see the fig tree from afar of having leaves, he came, if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves. For the time of the figs was not yet. And Jesus answered. If you know that, this is not, it's a holy anger. Jesus answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit. He was angry. He said, mean you would deceive me? Satan? You know who possesses the tree? The devil. Deception is from who?
So that he used the truth. He said, me, you did this, I cursed. He said, and Jesus answered, said, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter. And the disciples, what? It was not conversational. He was angry. And if you read further, for time's sake, say Peter calling to mind said, the fig tree with that corset. With that what? Look at it. And Peter calling to remembrance said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree with that what? Is withered away. He didn't pray. He said, lest you tree, I die from today forever deceiving me. Some of you are too gentle. You are too what? Oh God. This is what pastor is talking. Show mercy now. If you want mercy, go to another church. Today, no mercy. This night, no mercy. If you pray mercy this night, you mess up your destiny. You are seeing somebody want to kill you. You say, God should show mercy on him. Okay. That kind of Christianity is the one they practiced in not before I told you that you should not practice again. Somebody is coming. You hold gun. He hold gun. Then you no go shoot. He said, when he shoot, I go defend. Thank you. The one where you hold a catapult. Shoot your own. Boom. You never come again. Acts 13 verse 11. I like Paul kind of Christianity. You know why Paul was a different man? Even Satan said, Jesus, I know, Paul, I know. Satan knows that Paul will not forgive. For he knows, Satan knows Paul. He says, there are people who, even the devil said, no, go there. If you go there, they will pray you to death. Life story. A former militant was in this church. At the headquarters here, that time we have not branched out. And then when he became born again, he was walking outside. And some militants who were in the group saw him and packed. With guns, they packed. The boy was walking outside. They packed for some minutes. Then they now wind down. It's over. They call him by name. It's over. We there here since see you. Let me. That's for those of you who are in the Western world. We have seen you standing here. This is our own kind of English. That's your own slangs. This African slangs. You know, when America, they speak bad English too in America. They say, guys. I tell them, which guys? Where is this thing, guys? They say, hi, guys. I said, which guy, hi, guys? That's the slangs of America. Hi, guys. Hi, guys. Hi, guys is a bad English. Hey, hi, guys. Hey, guys, where? Well, am I a guy? If you tell me, hi, guy, I will answer you. I'm not a guy. The bad English. Bad what? They say, hi, guys. How you doing? Hi, guys. I said, I'm not a guy here. I'm a full-fledged man. How can I be a guy? So the bad English. They said, boy, we see you since here. But because we know if we do anything here, then go pray us to death. That church, then go pray to all of us here, go die. Now make we know you to make sure you serve God there well, or they drove off. But if it's some churches, they would have shot him. Yeah, they know no mercy here. Yeah, we know no mercy for this slavers here. Yeah. No fire for fire before you fire fire. No fire for fire before you fire. That is the kind of Christianity you practice. Don't just slap me here, they turn here. Jesus says so, not you. Because you may not have another cheek for them to slap. Your teeth will cut. Don't practice that kind of Christianity. Don't do it. Say, they slap me here. I turn this side, they slap. What if you don't have another joint for them to slap? All of our other Christians have told you, don't practice Christianity. Even as you're doing all night now, take one eye to look outside. He said, watch and pray. Keep catapult by the side. Keep what? And walk a stick. Watch. Hey now, let some people hold walk a stick and be make sure any animal that wants to maroot, they walk a stick. It's the Bible. It's the what? Where did Peter bring out sword from? To call somebody's ear. There was no gun that time, there was sword. So Peter just brought out the sword and called somebody's ear. Cam. It was by his side. Jesus said, put it back. Alright. Acts 11:13. Don't be stupid. Don't say because you're a Christian, you'll be stupid. Jesus never says so. And behold, this man was a sorcerer. Was it what? It was a sorcerer. And then Paul was angry. He was trying to turn somebody. If you read the story, Paul was preaching. Paul was what? And then, as I was preaching, this man came with his demonic forces. I was in a village, one of our sons here. I went to their village to preach. And while I was trying to preach to the village, some boys began to play drum. They said they should disrupt the no noise. Except they're holding another meeting. They were playing drums. And the drum, they said they should go and scatter the meeting. And I saw the leader of the gang. You know, when these boys were very arrogant, he stood like this. They used towel to clean his face. I was preaching, he was doing, they would clean his face, they would do like this. So at that point, I was angry. I said, you, listen, if you don't repent, you'll be dead. I said to his face, I said, I'm talking to you now. At that point, the Holy Spirit came upon me in a strange way. I said, listen, you, if you don't repent. And it was the terror, they dared him in the village. It didn't take 1 month, one bullet killed him. The same boy who bullet did not enter, I finished him with my mouth. They told me, come on, he went off. Let's read 11 so we can pray. Because we use all the night for... Let's read together. I want to go. And behold, and now behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee. And thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season. And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness. And he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand. Paul said, you devil, be blind. You know why Paul said he should be blind? Paul was blind for 3 days. So he knows how it is when somebody is blind. He says, I know how it is for someone to be blind to be holding your back. So you follow that pattern for life. A season can be a time to be born, a time to die. It means for a lifetime. God will never execute judgment on your behalf when you are not angry. That's where I'm going. Where are you? What? Use the weapons of the name of Jesus. At his name every knee of things in heaven, of things in earth, of things under the earth. Philippians 2, 9 to 10. Then number 4, in faith, anoint and burn them with fire. In faith, anoint and burn them with fire. In faith, anoint and burn them with fire. How many of you are set for practicals? Remember, you cannot be in Satan's kingdom and fight him. Until you are in the secret blood of the Most High, you are not safe. You must be born again. Rise to your feet. Before we go to pray, because of time, before we go to pray, you cannot be fighting the devil and being what? Let's come. You don't have to say, I did bad thing. You may not do any bad thing, but because you have not accepted Jesus as a Lord and Savior. Everyone who have not accepted Jesus, don't enter the new year without accepting. This time I make an altar call. It will be the time you also use to look at your list. For those who are already born again. Those who are not born again, please. So you can know what to do. If you are not born, no movement. I want to make the most important part. This altar call. Everyone who said, Jesus, this night I want to give my life to you. I want to surrender to you. I want to be born again. In all churches all over the world, find your way to the front of the altar. Let's pray for you before we go ahead to pray other prayers. In case you also became born again but you made mistake, don't be ashamed. Rededicate your life. It's better that you rededicate your life and be born again. Wherever you are, pick your Bibles because it's a mixed multitude, crowd all over the world. If you're in any place overflow, go to the front of the altar and stand. If you're in a compound, don't come from the compound. Go to the front of the compound. All those who want to give their lives to Jesus on the main road and the headquarters, everywhere, come to the front. Find your way to the front. If you're in a church, walk to the front of the church. Wherever you are, just keep coming to the front, just as I am without one plea. Keep coming wherever you are and give your life to Jesus. Just as I am.
I am without one plea, but thy blood was shed.
Keep coming, keep coming. He loves you, keep coming.
And thy peace be to me, your hand on God.
Open the doors, let them come from the main road. In our churches. Standing or sitting somewhere, and a voice on the inside says to you, why not join these people? One other voice says to you, but why do you have to join them? You've been going to church. The voice that said to you, join them, is the voice of God. The other voice is the voice of the devil. Anyone with such a struggle on the inside, get up quickly, rush to the front of the church where you are, and give your life to Jesus. God wants you saved. I surrender all unto Jesus. All such persons, keep your carry your Bibles and bags, walk down and give your life to Jesus. You also give your life for somebody you've been seated. You dedicate your life tonight. Walk down here and give your life to Jesus quickly. Keep coming. This is the greatest moment of the meeting. Churches, close your eyes. Reason we close our eyes, not because we cannot hear, but don't want to get distracted. Put your right hand on your chest.
Repeat these prayers after me wherever you ask the Lord Jesus. Please, in the local areas, interpret in the language of that environment, pastors. Say with me, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I believe that you died and rose to save me. Right now, with my mouth, I've made you my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Father, for saving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, by your Spirit, you have brought your precious ones all over the world to your kingdom, both lying online and in churches. Write their names in the book of life. Set everyone I've confessed to you free today. Make them enjoy the benefits of redemption. In Jesus' mighty name. Open your eyes. They will tell you you have a special class. They will tell you when to do the class on Monday and on Saturday. In all our churches, they'll give information. And tomorrow, don't miss services. We have 5 services tomorrow. Are you hearing me now? So if you go home and sleep, excuse me, attend any of the 5 services. This one is Saturday, so tomorrow is Sunday. Remember, you must go to church on Sunday. So even if you sleep, you are the time that will not wake early, attend any of the services. On your paper, you see the information. Attend any of the 5 services, 6 a.m., 7:30, 9 a.m., 10:30, 12. There's no way you sleep from now till that time. Even if you have sleeping sickness, you wake up. Yeah, so you born the sleeping sickness this night. That's the sleeping sickness I born you. You won't worry me from not coming to church. Some of you are also right. That make me not to come to church. This time I destroy you. God bless you all. Follow this way. Look at that man in glasses. And follow this other side. Go look at that somebody there. Are you seeing him? Please pass us the item. Let them go this way. Just look at my finger. This way and this way. I'm so glad I belong to Jesus.
I'm so glad I belong to Jesus. I belong to Jesus. I belong to my Lord. I'm so glad.
Officers, join and help for the altar call because the follow-up team alone may not be able to meet the crowd in all churches. Amen. Those of you in compounds and other extensions, please, all those officiating, help. To save time, we'll use the time they're using to attend to them to take offering. So we'll come back with us pray. Is that true? Because of the time, so we can achieve a lot. All churches take offering. Even offering, take it where they are taking the altar calls, so those who are giving altar call will not forget offering. All churches, are you? Has God blessed you? Give thanks to God for blessing you.
Hallelujah! It's offering time. In Genesis 8:22, say, "Why the earth remaineth? The seed time and harvest shall not cease." Your giving is a spiritual transaction for provoking all round financial harvest. So if you want to enjoy harvest, you package a quality offering unto the Lord. make sure it's a quality offering. If you have done that, lift it above your head and appreciate God. Father, we thank you for this privilege. Lord, we ask that you accept our offering and cause us to enjoy harvest this season and beyond in Jesus' name. Cast your offerings.
I'm sure by now everybody's back to church. Some seats are still empty, so which means people are not back. If we start praying with our new members coming in, no matter what you do, they will not concentrate to. Please, those who are attending to them, be very fast. It's only to take names and phone numbers. I don't think that should take us time. Most of them are literate, they are literate enough to write their names. No point writing name of somebody who can write. So what's your name? When the person can write his name? Give it to them. It's only those who cannot write you now. Write for, because some of you can write yourself. I'm all, no more. People say some of them know more than you, so there's no point. That they are born again does not mean that they're illiterate. Are we set? We are going to pray in the next few minutes. I'll leave you alone to pray. He said, and Jacob was left alone. You are going to take that paper and begin to address the issues one after the other. I said, this thing I don't want for you. Remember, I said, it must be things you don't want. Don't write something, don't write a request today. We'll tell you that time. Don't, please, listen. Some people don't take instruction. We are going to burn these things. I think, are you hearing me now? Don't write a request today. Don't say, oh God, I need a job. Oh God, whatever is causing me not to rise, destroy it. Are you hearing me now? Please come back. It's taking too long. Go and help them. If you're an officer, go and help. Helping hands, please. It's not supposed to take this time at all. Fill your name and then. Are we ready? Just take one hot song that creates atmosphere for the prayers. Since we are waiting for people. For the seats to be empty means they are not through. Take one song for 1 or 2 minutes.
Jehovah is your name. Jehovah is your name. Jehovah is your name. Jehovah is your name. Mighty warrior, praying mountain. Jehovah is your name. You are the mighty warrior.
Next minimum 10 minutes. Minimum what? You look at the list and begin to address the issues one after the other. Whether you want to sit, you want to stand, but make sure you are serious in business. Oh God, I don't want this in the name of Jesus. Settle it. Take number 2. Scripture possible quoted. This must come to an end in my life. 3, based on, are you getting me now? If you are able to see somebody, you are not praying. Because no serious person will be looking at another person. And you are not, don't look at another man's list, it's not your business. Face your own. Are we ready? Call the pastors who are outside. Everybody come in, please. I'm going to give you now in the name of Jesus. All over the world, whether you are at home, whether you're in church, make sure you are praying a heartfelt, power-packed prayer. Addressing the issues one after the... If you can't write, tell somebody to write what you want. Just tell the person can write if you are not literate enough. But make sure you say, gather them. So there must be somewhere you're writing them down. So even if you are not literate, tell somebody who is literate enough to write the things you want. Because you must burn them. Are you getting me now? Are we ready? Are we ready? With the holy anger. Go ahead and pray in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
If this was how Jesus prayed, nothing would have happened. If this was how David said to Goliath, nothing would have happened. You don't pray this kind of prayer as if you're pleading. Today is the last day this cancer stained my body. As you're thrown into the fire, every cancer you are destroyed in the name of Jesus. This delay in marriage, this is the last day. I must not carry to next year. Today is the last day. Any force behind the day in marriage come. You pray as, because there's no 31st again. This is the last 31st. You are not permitted to pray this kind of prayer tomorrow. Are you hearing me now? Now go ahead in the name of Jesus. consumed. Begin to thank God if you are true. Tell him thank you. Praise. Those who are not true, pray. But if you are true, thank him. If you are not true, pray more. If you are true, tell God thank you for answering your prayers. Even you depressed man, pray for yourself. Pray. Tell God to change your story. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' most wonderful name, whatever you are disallowed, heaven will disallow. Whatever you are saying no to, heaven will say no to it. As we burn this material symbolically, to be born in heaven realistically. He said, whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. As we destroy them on the earth, they shall be destroyed realistically in heaven in the name of Jesus. Whatever you have written down that you don't want, today in the name of Jesus, not one, not two, all that you have written in line with God's word, all of them you will not carry to 2023. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost fire, consume everything we have written. That not one will escape. In Jesus' mighty name. Now please, ushers hear me. It's against even ethics to look at another man's privacy. So when I say collect, don't go and look at somebody's paper. Otherwise I command you blind. Don't try it because somebody has written private thing. Don't go and turn. You've got to know the person. What did this person write? You are not a witch. Anything you are taking, take it to the drum and burn it. Don't go to people's what? Your work is to take the paper and take it there. All churches, pastors, go to the drums, anoint those drums. Everything we burn in those drums. If you're at home, burn it at home. Are you what I'm saying now? Whatever you destroy today is destroyed forever. In the name of Jesus. You'll be singing while I go outside. Pastors, you lead. Ushers, collect all, everything that you have and anoint those drums, and then we'll go and burn them and they'll be singing, and I come back before we declare the year open. Are you ready? Ushers, drop them and bring them to the fire. Let's powerful worship.
Shake, shake, shake into the fire. The power of God is moving in me. I know the truth has set me free. I'm gonna shake off the beast and it will do me no harm. Shake it up.
Shake it up, come on, shake it up, come on.
In Acts chapter 28 and verse 5. And Paul shook off the beast into the fire and fell no harm. He said, Lord, that beast that has tormented me is now in the fire. Will rise no. You stretch out your hands at the point of contact to the headquarters zone or anyone, you put at the symbol on the screen and say, every beast I've thrown to the fire, rise no more. This is the last day I will ever experience such. As it is born on earth, they are born in heaven. Go ahead and declare it in the name of Jesus. As I've thrown the beast into the fire, whatever I've thrown there is burnt and never to rise again in the name of Jesus. Burnt in the name of Jesus. Never to rise. Never to rise again. Not carrying over any of them into the new year. Open your mouth and declare. Shook off beast into the fire. Fell no harm. Are you declaring your what you deserve? Every beast I've thrown into the fire rises no more. Rises no more. In Jesus' most wonderful name, whatever evil that we have thrown into the fire, we see it no more. This is the last day. All over the globe, your victory is established. So my victory is established. There's nothing I've thrown to the fire that I will experience again. It is irreversible. Irrevocable. Done. I've done it on earth. Symbolically. Heavens. Respond. Realistically. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Give him a shout of praise. You may be seated. Hold it. We still have some minutes. No noise, please. Hold it. We are not in the new year yet, so hold it. Take this information, and then we take some short praise, and then I'll declare the year open at 12. Glory to God. Please, no one should do any firework in our church premises. Firework should be displayed outside the church. When people are going out, don't throw knockout. Is a disrespect to the environment of God. You are free to do firework, but do it outside. Don't be in the church and throw knockout where people are standing. Are you going to say now? It's not decent. Is it decent? Is it outside? So do your firework outside the church, all our church premises. Don't do the firework inside the church. Please don't do that. It's a high level of disrespect. Do your firework outside. Display it, but don't when people are going in that throw. Knockout, what do you call it? I don't know what you call it. Whatever you call it, don't knock the people out of the church. Praise the Lord. Tomorrow, we'll be having 5 services. It's going to be 5 power-packed praise services. We are starting the year 2023 to praise. Wear your best of dress and come tomorrow. And remember, this night is not Sunday service. So don't say, I come for crossover service. I started with God. No, you ended with God. It didn't start with God. You ended. So you start tomorrow with it. And you saw you ended with him. You have to start a new year. In the beginning. This is not beginning. Beginning is tomorrow. So we always happy new year. So in the beginning. So make sure you begin in the house of God. So attend any of the five. There's no way you say you want to sleep from now. And you sleep till 12. Yeah. I'm sure you are born the sleeping sickness inside fire. So in case you cannot, you are not the type to have, if you have strength, come for the 6 o'clock so I can go to a village after that. Is that not true? Attend early morning service and go to your village. Or village. Amen. We have first service at 6 a.m, 7 all the details are in the papers with you. And we said tomorrow is what? Praise service. The big one is on the 23rd. How many of you are advertising it already? Make sure you wear the t-shirts, your cards, everything people should know all over the world. Especially youths, let social media be flooded. Flood the social media with any kind of advert that has to do with glory. Any advert, make sure glory rain is prophesied through you. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Jesus, as long as you are with us, do anything to make sure somebody knows about glory. We're starting to talk to 27 and keep winning souls. Shall we rise? Studio. Hello. Hold it. I'm going to take scriptures and then from the scriptures we enter the prophetic and then declare it. From scriptures, you begin to have idea. Yeah, very well. Abel, please, studio, give the time, electronics time, not your own watch. So that I'll be counting, we'll be counted. Give time, please, in front. So I can be seeing it with the countdown from the front. If it's 4 minutes, 4 minutes, 30 seconds, from the screen, please. Oh, somebody there. We have burnt laziness inside. I said, whatever make me not to catch quick, I burn you off. Just follow now. I don't want to use my own watch. They're just showing me red. I can't be turning my neck. I think 2 minutes alone. Is it 2 minutes? Okay, it's 2 minutes. I've seen it. Now, I want your heart to be set. And Psalm 102 and verse 13. Say, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. For the time to favor her. Yea, the set time. The time to favor you has come. The time to favor his church has come. The time to favor his children has come. Verse 14. For thy servants take pleasure, 14. In her stones and favor the doors thereof, 15. So the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord. The kind of favor that will come your way. Sinners will be afraid in the name of Jesus. And all the kings of the earth, thy glory. Everywhere you and I turn, these words will be fulfilled in our lives. I decree and I declare, in the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Ghost, I declare the year 2023 open in the name of Jesus as our year of super natural favor. Shut! open, no man can shut it. So me, I declare the year 2023. Open. In the name of Jesus. Begin to declare the opening of salvation in the favor of salvation ministers. In front of my life, declare it. This is the first time, declare it. Begin to declare in favor of David and peace be my family. In favor of my life. In favor of this commission. In favor of all that connected to us. Begin to declare it. 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 In the name of Jesus. In these first moments, open your mouth and declare it. Jesus' mighty name. How many are joyful to see the new year? Shout happy! Shout happy! Shout again happy! Hallelujah! We'll take 5 to 7 minutes to praise God before we close. Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go. All churches, 5 to 7 minutes, praise God for this new year.
You are worthy to receive all the praise. If you reign forevermore, sing the mighty God.
Now, if this praise is like this now, just imagine how it will be in the morning. How many know morning will be very explosive? Are you going to be in God's presence? Because you have started with praise, all through this year you keep dancing. Nothing will stop you from dancing. It will be joy all through the year 2023. In the name of Jesus. The five services are loaded with favor. Every time you enter a new land, you enter with what? Favor. So don't miss the five services because you will see God in action. But we don't want to take this for granted. Pray for one short prayer. Everybody must go home safe. Any attempt by any devil to want to attack this night, that before they attempt, clear the person. Go ahead in the name of Jesus. Everyone must go home safely. We cover everybody all over the world that's a part of this service with the blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Take everybody home safely. No attack on anyone's life. No attack on anyone's premises. No attack on anyone's vehicle. No car will be smashed. No shooting, no killing of anyone's life. All of us shall go home safely and come back safely. In Jesus' mighty name. How many of you are happy to see the crowd at the headquarters? Unprecedented. That is not every about you, crowd will be there. It's as if we should not go. But we have to go so I can come in the morning. Because I'm the one going to preach at 6 a.m. But the Lord will strengthen all of us. Not one person will be weak. Leave those hands to heaven. You have come for this crossover service. You have crossed over. Amen. Now pass the unpassable. Amen. Step into your promised land. Amen. 2023 has welcomed you. Amen. You have seen the beginning, you will see the end. Amen. You see not just the end, you see many more years. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Whatever you have destroyed will never return back. Amen. Peace. May the joy that has started the year with never end. May it continue in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name. It's as if I should not close. But we have to close. Can you tell him thank you from your heart? Go ahead and thank him. Go ahead and thank him. Go ahead and thank him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. We are going to dedicate a new book tomorrow. Today. The Transforming Cycle for Excellent Living. Man Transforming Cycle is a world-class book. You remember that teaching? It's not in a book. So everybody prepare. That book is the book to open the year with. Man's what? For Excellent Living. It's a book you should give to everybody in the world. It's a world-class book. We dedicate it in the morning and then you get a copy. Then you just want to go to a village and go to village and eat rice. If you invite me to come and eat rice, no problem. God bless you. Everything in my heart bless you. Whatever God has for you this year, you will not miss anyone. As you're coming this morning to the services, testimony will start. Even your sleep this night will be with visions and dreams. Peace as you go. In Jesus, the grace together, with the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of God, and the sweet love of the Holy Spirit, rest now by with us now and forevermore. Amen. Sean, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell. Look at two people and say to them, Happy New Year.